Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the program today is sans Souk. We must press on without the big fella. He is out. Conveniently called out on his birthday. How about that? Said he was going to get drunk and golf, which I hope he did. So happy birthday to Big Souk, 47 today. And then we've got lowercase over there, Casey Smith in today for Schultzy. So I'm out the rest of the week, so I'm kind of jonesing over this college football playoffs. We're sportsing a little hard here, but I'm into it. And by the way, on the Alabama injury front, it looks like running back Jam Miller is trending towards a return. Offensive guard Cam Dewberry is trending toward a return, which would be huge for Alabama. And their tight end Josh Cuevas is due for a return. So they're getting three key guys back on offense as well. I wonder too about Oklahoma, though. So you got a matchup of a team having played in a championship game and then a team having not played in the championship game. I wonder if that helps Oklahoma a little bit, though, the fact that they didn't have to play that extra game and get beat up. I think the calendar, as we saw last year with Oregon, the calendar kind of plays a big part of this tournament, particularly in these first couple years of the 12-teamer, where we don't really know how, like, teams don't know how some of these things are going to affect them. I mean, I think Oregon is going to be way better prepared for the layoff this year pre-James Madison than they were last year, but that's only because they went through it last year. So I feel like that's an interesting dynamic with the team that played in the championship game versus the team that didn't, and that may favor Oklahoma a little bit in that one. Plus, it's at Oklahoma. I don't know. It's just a hunch about Bama. I'm not picking them to win the tournament or anything. You know, a lot of the experts are picking Georgia now. It's all of a sudden Georgia. They're playing the best at this stage. They look great against Bama, and I mean great. And they've been a little up and down all year, but they're kind of trending. They're trending up. Alabama's trending down. Ohio State, I don't know. It's hard to know what to make of their motivation for the Big Ten championship game, seeing as how, you know, they knew they would be a one or two seed in this tournament, and it's like, Indiana. Indiana maybe wanted it a little bit more. I don't know. That's maybe an excuse, but can't count out Ohio State. But their offense has not looked great. Indiana held them to, 10 points or something like that? Dave Bartu texted me. He said he's going with the best units out there, and that's Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas Tech. So that would be, I would imagine, defense. All three of those defenses are nasty. I've been thinking a lot about Oregon, Texas Tech, guys. I'm not going to lie. And I don't have any hot takes. I just can't wait for the game.
I'm excited, too.
That's a great matchup. I mean great, because that Texas Tech defense is stout, but so is Oregon's. I feel like Oregon's defense is going to have a little bit of a chip on its shoulder going in. If they beat the Dukes and they play Texas Tech, Oregon's defense is going to be overlooked. That's going to be a battle, a slugfest with two good defenses, and I'm really interested to see Dante Moore against that Texas Tech defense. Because I mentioned that Adam Rittenberg article, ESPN.com, about Dante Moore today. And it was a really good look at Dante. The thing about Dante Moore that we forget is how inexperienced he still is. So they went through a whole thing about what got him to Oregon. And like I said, I would encourage you to read the article. It's very good. But this, to summarize, he was going to Oregon. He said Dan Lanning's from, I think, Michigan or somewhere. And Dan Lanning visited him more than any other coach. He developed a great relationship with him. And that was originally why Dante Moore was going to go to Oregon. And then, of course, he developed a great relationship with Kenny Dillingham, who at the time was the offensive coordinator at Oregon. And then Dillingham left and took the Arizona State job. And Dante Moore admits, and his family admits, that it came down to Chip Kelly at UCLA or Will Stein, who had never been a play caller at Oregon. And they said they were absolutely wrong, but they made the decision to go with the more experienced offensive coordinator. They thought he would be better off with a Chip Kelly than a young offensive coordinator like Will Stein. And they admit they were short-sighted, but he said that's why he chose UCLA. And ultimately, Dan Lanning did was text him and said, "Love you, brother. Best of luck." Well, Lanning and those guys all said, well, we didn't think we would have a shot to coach him again. We really wanted him, but he chose UCLA. But Lanning just said, "Love you, brother. Good luck." Well, lo and behold, Dante Moore kind of struggled, got benched, was looking around, thinking about transferring. Of course, he could have gone anywhere. He said that. He said he could have gone anywhere in the country, but he came right back to Oregon. Why? Relationships. Dan Lanning. That original relationship, and at that point, he goes to Oregon, but then Dylan Gabriel jumps into the picture. And, you know, the whole article, the gist of it is just kind of the mindset of Dante Moore having shifted from young superstar quarterback, all about the likes and social media and hype, versus really learning the position. And somewhere he's a smart kid, and his family, you know, he said he sat down with his family and he figured out, you know, I'm not learning the quarterback position the way I want to. I've been just hyped ever since I was in high school, had it easy, and now I'm struggling. I really need to learn this position. And that's what Dan Lanning was saying to him in this article. Rittenberg, Lanning said, look, if you want the flashy, you want to be out at night going to the clubs and going to the shows and doing all that, Eugene is not the place for you. Okay, you're in LA, you can do that in LA. Up here, you're going to learn ball and you're going to have a family that's going to help you every step of the way. And that's, to Dante Moore's credit, that's exactly what he wanted. And so even when Dylan Gabriel committed to Oregon, and Dante Moore at that point knew that he would not start at Oregon, he did not care. He said, you know what? That's great for me. I'm going to sit behind Dylan Gabriel is the most experienced college quarterback ever. He had the most starts, and I'm going to learn the position. Well, that's exactly what happened. But to bring it back full circle, I mean, we forget, as you know, Dante Moore had some tough moments this season. You know, the Indiana twisted him up and he did not look great in other games. Of course, there were some weather that played a factor. There were some injuries that played a factor with his weapons. So it's not all his fault, but we forget how inexperienced he is. Dylan Gabriel started 63 games in college football. Dylan Moore has started 18. And that's why I'm really, really interested to see him against that Texas Tech the ferocious Texas Tech defensive front. Because, you know, Oregon's offensive line is no slouch. That right there is a great matchup. But Dante Moore, to put it in perspective, it seems to me that he has played really freaking well, considering this is real. Like, considering he doesn't have that many starts under his belt, because I think back to how he played late in the game at Penn State, he was tremendous. He said that Iowa drive where they were losing and he had to drive down and get him into field goal range for the game-winning field goal. He had never in his career administered a game-winning two-minute drive. That was the first time, and he did it. On the road, hostile environment, bad weather, Big Ten. I think that says a lot about Dante Moore. So as uneven as his performance has been at times, he's a really good quarterback, but as uneven as it's been this year, I am frothing at the mouth to see him go up against Texas Tech and see how that goes. Because I believe that Oregon has the advantage at quarterback in that matchup, but I don't know. That Texas Tech defense is nasty.
I just love this quote that from the article. It says, this is Lanning saying about Eugene, it's not necessarily right in the center of L.A. or New York or Houston. For the guys looking to sit courtside and be at a concert every night, this isn't the place for them. But for a guy looking to focus, grow as a player and a person, this is the right place. I think that just embodies Dante Moore.
And it embodies Oregon. And what Dan Lanning and how Dan Lanning has framed that is, you know, you got the Nike, you got the flash, and of course you got the money. I mean, let's not,
But you're still in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not the, it's an easier sell now because of Phil Knight and the money and the NIL and, of course, Dan Lanning and his coaching staff and the success. Much easier sell. But yes, you are still in Eugene and you got to lean into that. Some kids don't want that. Some kids, they're like, what? Especially when they can go around and get NIL money from, big NIL money.
Dante
from
Moore's coming from UCLA, where he's a few blocks away from,
that's right,
you know, accessibility everywhere, the beach.
So you're right. It says a lot about Dante Moore, but also says a lot about Oregon, about the type of kid that wants to go there. And, you know, it's not like Oregon doesn't have flashy guys. They'll get those kids too. But I think that if you're going to go to Oregon under Dan Lanning, it's pretty clear, hey, it's about ball. You're in Eugene. You're way up here in the middle of nowhere, and we're going to take care of you. You're going to get your money, but that's number one. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like the culture that Dan Lanning has built at Oregon, I just think that that's going to carry them a long way, maybe even in this tournament. Like, there's something about them, because I think that is an absolute toss-up against Texas Tech. But when I look at Dan Lanning versus Joey McGuire, maybe I'm biased, probably am, but Dan Lanning all day. So, cannot wait for that game.
Yeah, I'll take that matchup 8 out of 10 times.
All day. Now, what I really want to see is Dan Lanning v. Kurt Cignetti again. Is Kurt Cignetti Dan Lanning's new Kalen DeBoer?
With Kurt Cignetti having the home field advantage this time.
Where would that game? Would that be an Indy?
I think it would be an Indy if they were to play each other.
Oh, dear. That's no good.
Or it could be,
I don't know that that's right,
neutral site based off of the bowl matchup.
Well, I think that's already set. I just can't remember where it was. No, I think it's Dallas. Is it not? We'll get that for you. Anyway, check out that article. Adam Rittenberg, Dante Moore, pretty good. Texas Tech, by the way, 101st nationally in red zone touchdown percentage.
I believe it would be the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz.
They're going to Atlanta. That's right, because we talked about Oregon's going to have to go Eugene, Miami. If they want to win this tournament, they have to go Eugene to Miami, back to Eugene, to Atlanta, back to Eugene, then to Miami. A lot of travel. But, what was I saying? Bloop, bloop. Oh, Texas Tech red zone. If you want one little nugget, offense. See, I don't trust the Texas Tech offense. 101st nationally in red zone touchdown percentage. 101st, 56%. I think that's a big one. Against two good defenses, sevens versus threes, that whole thing. So that'll be next weekend. We don't look past the Dukes of Madison James, but Oregon should win that game on Saturday. And no, I don't want to go. Pete just asked me, he's like, hey, I've got two tickets for you and Nurse Nice. Let's go. I'm like, no. First of all, I'm going to be in San Diego. And he goes, what are the chances you go if you're in town? 0%. And it's not because I don't like Autzen or going to football games. It's just I'm not going to that game.
You're going to have a much better weather experience in San Diego than you will.
That's right.
At Eugene on Saturday.
I'm going to have shorts on. Probably finishing up my golf round right as it kicks off. God, it's going to be great. The real question is, does Oregon cover the spread? That's the question. Spread's 3 touchdowns. I don't know. All right. let's goof off coming up next. Hey, what's going on with Josh Hart, former Blazer great? What the hell? That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, in the news is coming up next. Just got some late-breaking show news. The brand man was just in here telling us that Big Sook will go one-on-one with Dan Lanning.
What an opportunity.
On Friday on our show. How about that? Big news. Lanning's back. So make sure you tune in. I don't know what time, so you have to listen to the whole show. Or you can podcast it. I don't care what you do. I won't be here. But I just think it's great that Dan Lanning's returning to the program. And that'll be on Friday. And then the game here on the Fan Saturday. So I saw the NBA Cup Championship last night. Well, I didn't, but I saw the highlights.
I watched the highlights.
I get up and watch SportsCenter just to, you know, just to see what they're talking about. And boy, oh, so you saw the highlights as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Why, so the Knicks look good.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Ish. I mean, they beat the Spurs. Wemby just lost his grandma. And so he, you know, he was on a minutes restriction. But they were celebrating as if they had won the NBA title. I find that a little weird.
I think it's because they got a lot of young guys on their roster and a lot of bonuses just got sent their way.
500 G's, right?
Something like that.
Per player? Yeah, it was a little much. But what was up with Josh Hart trying to thumb butt Jalen Brunson? Did you catch that?
I did see that.
What is going on? What are we doing?
Starting to make a trend, I guess.
That's a trend? I don't like it. I don't like that trend. If you didn't see it, they're celebrating, pretending that it was such a huge deal, although they won't raise a banner. Apparently the Knicks are not going to raise a banner. You know, the Lakers raised a freaking banner for that. Not even kidding. They did. And the Knicks are saying, yeah, we're not going to do that. But so they were pretending that it was a really big deal and they're raising the trophy up and everything. And Josh Hart, you know, he's made a ton of money. I loved Josh Hart when he was here. I thought he was he's a gritty player.
I like his antics. He seems very fun.
Yeah, like he's a guy you want on your team. But he tried to thumb butt Benson, which, you know, there's probably, I don't know, is there outrage over this on internet today? I don't know. But all I can say is, look, if you're a dude and you played sports, I mean, this kind of thing, it's just, this is why men are Neanderthals right there. It's like, I know there's probably like some big, oh, what is he doing? And you can't do that. And that's, forget all of it. He's just an idiot. He's a dude. And they're in a locker room type of setting and they joke with each other. And this is what dudes do. And it's weird and it's dumb. But we're weird, and we're dumb.
And it's going to be probably their number one topic on their next episode of their podcast.
Perhaps that's why he did it. Yeah, these guys aren't stupid. Well, maybe they are stupid, but they're. But yeah, it's stuff like that. I don't know. It's just, no, it was a little weird, but
it was interesting to say the least.
Anyway, go Knicks. I don't know. Who cares? The bigger news is that Adam Silver said that. Well, he said two things. One, he said that they think that they may be trying to switch up who hosts the NBA Cup title game. He said that they may want to put it in historic college arenas, which I mean, I can see why they might think that. I don't know how well that would work, but
isn't it also in the middle of college basketball season?
Yeah, but maybe, you know, like maybe teams out on the road or something. I don't know. I don't know that scheduling would be the problem. It's just that, really? I mean, there's some of those don't seat that many, do they? 15,000, 17? I don't know. I know Allen Fieldhouse seats like 17 or 18. I guess that's pretty good. But they held it in Vegas. And so they're really just, I mean, they're just desperately trying to make this a thing when we just don't think it's a thing.
The largest basketball stadium is at Syracuse University. Yeah. Holds about 35,000.
Yeah. The Carrier Dome. I guess they could go there. They could go to Allen Fieldhouse. Cameron Indoor holds like 9,000 or something? 9 or 10,000? Tiny. They wouldn't play there. The Dean Dome, something. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you need to do to gimmick that thing up, go for it. He also said that they're going to decide on expansion next year in the NBA, and it's likely going to be Las Vegas and Seattle. Now, I don't know why on earth that league would want to water its teams down by two more to 32. Like, think of the rosters. I mean, it's already watered down, but okay. Money, I get it. It's going to be kind of cool to have the Sonics back, I think.
I think Seattle fans are more excited than everyone else because your franchise back.
Yeah. I mean, they're good fans. That's a good... Look, they got that team ripped out from under them, and they deserve to have them back. I also think it's good for the Northwest. You know, if you think about it, maybe you don't notice it per se, but if you really think about it, having the Sonics gone, there was something kind of missing up here. Blazers only in the Northwest. And so they had a little bit of a rivalry before, and maybe they can get that back going again. I think that's going to be cool, having the Sonics up the road.
I know a bunch of people up in Seattle. I just spent the last year up in Tacoma, and all of my buddies up there are extremely excited. They're ready to buy season tickets ASAP.
Yeah. How about Seattle with all four big, if they get it, which they will, all four of the big pro sports? That's pretty badass.
Have you been to a Kraken game yet?
No. Never been to a live hockey game.
I haven't either. I went to a Winterhawks Thunderbirds game. That's Seattle versus Portland. They're fun. They're really fun.
I take that back. I've been to a Winterhawks game, but I've never been to a live NHL game, and I'm told I have to go, and I will.
Yeah, I think it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, we'll get up there. A couple pops. I don't know. I don't get to Seattle much, but I wonder, too, about Vegas. One last thought. Vegas has kind of hit the skids a little bit, and I just wonder if that's still a huge draw. I assume it is, and they got the arena sitting there. Kansas City is next on the list, but they're way down there.
I think they already have a pretty large fan base. I think they bring a lot of seats in with Aces games. I mean, Aces won the last four championships?
I think it's still a no-brainer to put them in Vegas.
I think so, too.
But Vegas has had a tough year, all in all. Not as many people are traveling there. It's a lot more high-end than the high-end scene apparently has not been affected too much, but a lot of people.
Plus, isn't Vegas getting the Athletics?
Yep.
They're coming very soon.
Yep. They're popping, Vegas, when it comes to sports, and they should be. What a great place for sports. It's like the Mecca. Now, if you're the Blazers, I don't want to ask this question. Should I ask this question? If you're the Blazers, who doesn't make your cut? Let's say you have to keep eight. Do you protect eight from the expansion draft? Who doesn't make the cut?
Players?
Players. What if the Blazers just let all of their players...
I think they clean house if that's the case.
Let them draft all... Well, of course, they couldn't draft all their players, but you know what I mean. Like, they don't protect anyone.
I'd be very surprised if we don't see the Blazers make a move for Giannis in the next few weeks, too. I think the Blazers are probably very trade-focused moving forward.
Now, you're one of these people that thinks they're going to get Giannis.
Not necessarily Giannis, but I think a blockbuster or a big player, a big star is going to come through Portland and want to play with Dame for the end of their career.
Hmm. All right. I'll believe it when I see it, lowercase. You and Schultze. Schultze's all about that, too. I don't know. I think you guys are dreaming.
I was very much on the train of when KD was a free agent that, KD's coming to Portland because he came to the LSI for, 2 days.
yes. There's lowercase. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're going to get Giannis. Look, I think they're just kind of a lame duck until they get new ownership, really. We'll see what happens, but Lillard ain't going to be back anytime soon. Here's the real stat, though. You want to know the real stat before we move on to In the News? The NBA Cup champions of the last 2 years have both lost in the first round of the playoffs. Take that, lowercase.
Well, I don't think the Knicks were expecting another championship anytime soon.
Yeah, probably not. Why even play it? Oklahoma City.
Poor Knicks fans.
Oh, you feel bad for Knicks fans? I don't.
Not at all.
They have a bad owner. That guy sucks. Although it's good that they're good again. I think that's good for basketball. That they're good. All right. Let's move on. We got In the News coming up next. Flood watch in effect. We've got houses without power. It's Thunderdome. Apparently, as of Tuesday night, there were only two ways in or out of the Willamette Valley. In the News coming up next. Here's Casey. We're in the middle of the world's longest review. They are still reviewing this play in Old Dominion, South Florida, which I know you guys don't care about, but... the quarterback may have gotten CTE in real time after getting leveled. And they're reviewing targeting and a fumble and the whole thing. Who cares? But my God, they've been reviewing this for 17 minutes. It's unbelievable. At any rate, Old Dominion is leading South Florida 14-10. I don't know why I told you that. No one cares. But these bowl games, I mean, they did call it targeting. Wow.
Did they really?
How about that?
Yeah. I don't like that call at all.
Yeah. If you look at the replay, I mean, he speared him and it looked like he was headed right at his helmet, but then his head lowered and his forehead hit the ball. So I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't like that call. You have a quarterback who's, what, probably 6'3", 6'4", running straight at you, and you have a safety who's probably less than 200 pounds trying to make a one-on-one tackle?
Yeah, I mean, he just lowered his head to make the, I mean, you know, to drop him. He might have killed him. I think that quarterback's dead.
That quarterback went to sleep at least for a second.
All right. Enough sports. What's the matter with us? It is December 17, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello.
It makes me sad.
Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Maple Syrup Day. You big syrup guy over there, lowercase?
I like syrup. I put syrup on my eggs sometimes when I'm sick of ketchup or salsa.
You put ketchup on your eggs?
I'm mainly a salsa guy, but I'll put a little ketchup in there.
Well, I will agree that eggs need something, and it's not just salt and pepper. I like cheese with my eggs. Salsa I could get down. I could get down with salsa. The idea of ketchup on the eggs, I don't get that.
Yeah, I got sick of it, because that was like my childhood breakfast growing up, was just make yourself some eggs, throw a little bit of ketchup on there, out the door.
And why ketchup?
I think it was just needed something, and ketchup's just an easy sauce.
See, that, I don't want to get into the whole thing about ketchup, but that's what bothers me about ketchup, is I feel like we were told that ketchup was great, but it's not. It sucks. It's just that it was always in the fridge, and for some reason, mom's always bought it. It was just there.
I think it's an everything sauce, though.
Not really. I don't. Why do you think that?
I think you can put it on dang near everything.
Well, you can put anything on everything, but it doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, but I think ketchup of the sauces, if you're, you know, taking ranch, mustards, all that stuff, I think ketchup is above all of them.
Oh, slow your roll.
You'd like mustards over ketchups?
Certain mustards, yeah. I mean, I think that the only thing I don't like more than ketchup is yellow mustard. And to some extent mayonnaise, but I can, you know, it's fine. I think they're all terrible, but yet they're all the ones that we grew up with. I mean, the condiments have evolved, lowercase. Get with the times. You got some garlic aiolis. You got some, I mean, blue cheese is on the come up.
But garlic aioli sometimes is too garlicky. What if I just wanted...
Well, you got some spice. You don't have to garlic. Yeah. You have spicy. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We gotta get, I don't know. The ketchup thing, I don't put ketchup on much of anything. I can handle it on a burger, but that's about it. I think ketchup's gross. And we were lied to, Casey. We were lied to by our moms and big ketchup.
Again, I'm a Steelers fan, so Heinz is kind of a staple in my house.
I get it. But you're on the West Coast now. With all the libs.
Yeah.
You know, there's better, Casey. There's better.
I'm still repping my house.
Search for more. Maple syrup, by the way. Maple syrup. Excellent. I do like a good maple syrup. I must say, I don't put it on anything because I never eat pancakes or waffles, so I never get syrup. Maybe I should change that. It is also Wright Brothers Day. The Wright Brothers, of course, great plainsmen. Did you know that Neil Armstrong dropped a piece of the original Wright Brothers plane on the moon?
No, I did not know that.
Casey Smith, they teach you that in school?
No, they do not.
While you're eating your ketchup eggs? Yeah, no, he did. He had a couple pieces of the plane in his little moon suit. He dropped it on they're sitting up there on the moon. And by the way, the Wright brothers, both high school dropouts. So for you dum-dums, see?
What year were they in high school, though?
Well, like the early 1900s, right?
High school in the early 1900s. Can't be.
Oh, look at you. You're one of these.
I mean, it was wartime. Like, I can't be that crazy of a statement.
What? That high school?
That high school
are you saying,
in
you
the
saying?
1920s wasn't as evolved as high school
well, wasn't the 20s.
In today's?
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I said it, but I kind of take it back because they learned their trade of, you know, building planes and being engineers.
I sense your trepidation here, lowercase. It's okay. We do it all the time. We say dumb things and then we just we just move on. It eventually you'll just gloss right over them. We do it every day, 15 times a day. It's great. You're learning from the best. Well, let's get to the weather. A flood watch is in effect beginning tonight through Friday. They're saying that tomorrow is going to be bananas when it comes to the rain. Over 200,000 households without power this morning. We were not one of them, thankfully. But apparently they're still out there working to restore power in some areas. And as of Tuesday night, there were only two ways in or out of the entire Willamette Valley. Can you believe that? That's nuts. They're saying all but two highways in and out of the valley are blocked by severe storm damage. So you're looking at...
trees falling, I'm guessing.
Trees, yep. Flooding. Highway 20 near Spice Drive, Shea Viewpoint, 26 eastbound near Welch's, Oregon 22, Highway 99, 126, 130, 213, 219, all of them blocked. We're trapped. Here's news you can use. Do you like beer? What's your drink of choice?
I'm allergic to beer.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so I'm a cider and tequila type of guy.
Are you allergic to, what are you allergic to?
I think I'm allergic to barley. I haven't really done the allergy test. My doctor is a friend of mine. Oh. He kind of just looked at me and goes, makes you feel sick? Probably shouldn't drink it then.
Right. And that was. So what does it do? Like, gives you bubbly guts?
It gives me bubbly guts. I get hives on my chest and I start, it's not a fun experience.
So you go ciders and tequila, huh?
Ciders and tequila.
Interesting. Okay. Well, John's Marketplace in Beaverton is closing. Big beer spot. They're citing, the state of things. The Powell and Multnomah locations remain open, and that's good because that place is rad. That one in Multnomah is pretty close to where I live, and that place is awesome. Not a huge beer guy. I'm not allergic to it, but I don't drink it a lot. That place is great.
What's your drink of choice?
Oh, God. I love wine. I'm a big wine guy, lowercase. I've actually gravitated towards the whites and the rosés as of the last couple of years. But I like all wines.
If I'm drinking wine, I'm a big cab guy.
I like
cabs a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people. My wine guy told me this. He said a lot of because I do too. Big. There's nothing better than a nice sizzling cut of meat, perhaps from Lowerhurst Market, and a nice big red cab. I mean, dude, nothing pairs quite as well as that. At the same time, my wine guy told me once. He goes, you order a lot of big reds, he goes, I bet you in 5 to 10 years, you'll be coming back to me with more whites and lighter wines, Pinots even. And he was right. Your taste buds change, you evolve over time. And as you get old, you don't have to worry about this yet, I'm twice your age, but the tannins start to give you a little bit of a headache. It's the whole thing. It's tough being 50. Anyway, I like wine. I mean, really big into good cocktails. You know, the cocktail scene in Portland is fire.
Yeah.
It really is, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of places have just absolutely tremendous cocktails, nothing of which you could make at home, but you go out, you get them, you pay way too much for them, and they're delicious. I love that. And the tequila thing, I'm learning a little bit. That's my favorite.
That's the thing. I'm not a mezcal guy, and everyone that likes tequila always recommends me mezcal, and I
love the smokiness. I think that flavor is so good. Scotch, and all that. But yeah, I get it. Some people don't. To each their own. Lowercase, to each their own.
To each their own.
All right, I'm going to tell you next here on In the News. How great of a women's sports city is Portland? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, I was looking into your hot takes about high school in the early 1900s. And, you know, you were right in a sense that nobody really went to high school back then. It was like, according to ChatGPT, around 10% of people went to high school then because it was highly selective. So, you know, using that information, you could corkscrew that into, like, how you frame your argument.
Yeah, I still think I'm wrong, but I'll take it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you kids, you know, you're like, oh, was that way back in the olden days in the 1900s?
I was thinking that
it was like 25 years ago.
I was thinking that was during wartime, though, so that it was like, oh, these guys are... You know, in classes, well, we got people fighting World War One over here.
Yeah, and most young men were doing vocations. You know, skills, disciplines. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, I always, trade schools were, like, you still had people that needed to be doctors.
Yeah.
Like, but most again, the vocational schools.
Yeah, which we need, you know, listen to Mike Rowe. We need to bring those back. It's not a bad way to go. Electricians make a lot of money, and they're always booked. By the way, we got a winemaker or a vineyard manager in the Willamette Valley. He says, keep pumping wine. Our industry is flailing. I know. That makes me sad. I just think you youngs, you're not drinking as much. You guys just aren't. You're not. You know, you don't drink as much booze as we used to.
I feel like that's kind of true.
You're actually smart. Yeah, I mean, I know. I've got a kid your age. I mean, I talk to their friends and stuff. They don't. They all drink, but they just don't. I don't know. The wine. I think they go cheaper with their alcohol intake, and wine, depending on what you drink, can be a little more expensive. Here's what I'd say about wine. If you want it, because I love food, not particularly ketchup, like lowercase. As someone called it on the text line, it's a poverty food. But I know I'm very snobby, but I like food. I don't understand why more people would not like food. Like, food is great. And one of the ways to enhance your food experience is pairing it with wine. And so I just have always been into wine for that reason. That, and there's just a lot of different types. I mean, have you ever watched that movie, Somme?
The documentary? No, I haven't.
Yeah. It's about sommeliers and what they have to go through to... I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of wine and the different varietals and the different types. I think that's really cool. I don't know. It's just, there's like something for everyone. And it's light, kind of easy drinking, you know? So that's... I just wanted to pump up wine for my boy out in the Willamette Valley there.
I like wine because wine's a really good sipper, where it's...
Exactly.
Okay, I don't have to, you know, pound this...
It kind of doesn't even count.
And two glasses of wine, far much easier on the stomach than, correct, you know, two cocktails, two
IPAs.
IPAs.
Correct.
So what? Again, whatever.
That's right. So I think what we've learned here is that wine is the greatest of the nectars.
I think it's...
Jesus loved it.
Is it still the oldest spirit?
Well, I think so.
I think so. Yeah, I think it wins.
Yeah. I think it does. We're done here. The Athletic ranked the Rose City as the fourth best women's sports destination in the United States. Can you guess the top three? Lowercase.
Is Seattle going to be one of them?
They are number three. Is Portland a better women's sports city than Seattle?
I mean,
why does Seattle always beat us in everything?
I don't know.
I feel like they just say that because it's bigger.
It's got to just be size, but demographically, we're pretty similar. But the other two?
Well, one's obvious. Number one's obvious.
Yeah. But
the Bay Area, San Francisco. And then two is Minneapolis, the Twin Cities.
I would have never guessed that.
No.
I would have guessed somewhere sunnier.
Yeah. The sports media site selected its top 10 women's sports destinations after asking staff members to assess more than 30 cities. They took some quantitative measures into account, like the number of pro teams, less objective measures, like the overall vibes of a city, determine the final ranking. I would think Portland would score well with that. According to The Athletic, the sense of community among Portland sports fans is what secured the Rose City's place on the list. Although, out of 30, top four ain't bad. That is your In the News for December 17, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next hour, Joel Klatt has confirmed to us he is indeed a boob. And what percentage of Americans describe this last year as great? All of that and more coming up next hour on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.